Hey, hi, hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It's the show where I drive from one point to another and try to get to a particular point. Presented by 70% Complete. Hello, it is I, your host, Phil Bothan, as it always is, actually. It's my show. I do it when I want. What is today's point? Today's point... Okay. Listen. Today's point is about Project Helix. I have a lot of feelings about Project Helix. As a person in the game space, I care about video game consoles less and less these days, actually, but Project Helix is a thing that exists, allegedly. If you are not in the know, Project Helix is the next, I guess, Xbox console. Quite fascinating that the project name is being released right after Philly Spence is out. Maybe we'll talk about that in a bit. Allegedly, you know, based on the whole project name here, it's a Helix. The most famous Helix that we know of course, is deoxyribonucleic acid, or DNA, the double helix, if you will. It's two twisties that are connected. Two great GCATs that taste great together. It is the perfect marriage of two things. You know, like a console, what you hold in your hands, and a console, what you play on your television. Just like Nintendo's Nintendo Switch 2, now available in your local big box stores. Which is fine, whatever. Like, I feel like there's this ongoing thing now that the Switch did gangbusters, the Steam Deck continues to, like, be a viable personal computer on the go, and now it's time for Johnny-come-latelys PlayStation and also Xbox to have their own devices would do that, which is, it makes sense. Like, to some degree, I get it. We look at the current cost of all of the other handhelds that are not being subsidized by Steam, crossing over 1,000 buckaroons, and maybe it becomes less viable. Who knows what the Xbox handheld will be. Is that the RNA side? Who could say? I don't necessarily care about the console discussion, though. That's not really a thing that really matters to me currently. These consoles are 2028 or further away, and, like, truly, I have kind of fully accepted that my video gaming from now on is on the personal computer, and that's it. I haven't turned my Xbox on in a bit. I have been thinking about selling it. It just, like, it doesn't do it for me anymore, and especially with, like, the looming threat of being able to play Xbox games on a PC. Like, that's the part that is kind of interesting to me, if they figure out that software layer, so that, you know, the games that I have trapped on there right now will be able to enter the rotation. You know, games that are not Play Anywhere titles. But that's not what today's episode is about. Today's episode is about... Well, it's about t-shirts. Let me explain. You may have noticed, rolling in the middle of last week, and then a little bit I've seen even this morning, which I guess Monday, production note. I've been seeing sweatshirts and t-shirts and creator packages for Project Helix arriving at the doorsteps of prominent creators, mostly, and then some other folks for websites. And I don't really understand. So I guess here's the thing. There is a bunch of posts that I've been seeing lately about people who are receiving these boxes that are branded Project Helix. Obviously thanking Microsoft for their inclusion in this creator drop, which is, I guess, cool. But I think the like, funny dissonant thing here that is just, like, so crazy for my mind to, like, really wrap itself around is besides, you know, a discussion, I guess, at GDC earlier this year, when newly minted CEO of gaming or whatever, Asha Sharma is her name. Haven't looked at the notes. When she went to GDC and kind of did the whole thing of like, okay, well, we're not doing the AI slop in here anymore, and we're getting back to gaming, stuff people care about, which is funny because I thought that's what Phil was doing, but whatever. There is a presentation on the Project Helix device, allegedly. Unclear. I don't quite remember the details of that. It doesn't really matter because in the like public perception of that device, it does not exist. It is a rumored device at this point. It is Project Helix. It is a project code name. It is not released to the public. We don't know anything about it besides maybe it's a handheld, as the name would possibly suggest. And this is kind of the confusing thing to me, is that we are now sending, not even selling, we are sending merch to content creators to show off and thank Microsoft for a device that doesn't exist, that you can't buy, you can't even see it, and you don't know what it does. And I find that really confusing. Like, I guess we'll take a step back. Tactically, I understand it. So from like a marketing standpoint, the one thing that Xbox needs to do is do the thing that they've been doing, which is completely destroy the everything is an Xbox marketing campaign, right? Like, everything is not an Xbox, particularly the next Xbox is Project Helix. That's the only Xbox, whatever that is. They also need to immediately do AI damage control of, hey, Copilot can play your video games for you. So they need to, like, get something else out there. And, you know, the logistics of how to send things to people is somewhat complicated, but when it is branded t-shirt in a branded box, like, I guess I don't know how long that really takes. In my heart, it probably ends up taking 2 or 3 months to figure out, especially when the graphics are kind of already done. But either way, to me, this is like a clear, blatant PR move that is supposed to kind of like jingle some keys at some folks to say, hey, let's just forget all about this, you know, the turmoil at the top of people changing roles, the BDS movement boycott of Microsoft that I believe is still ongoing for their participation in the genocide in Gaza. And then this like weird marketing nonsense that they're doing with this isn't an Xbox, also it's Project Helix, and kind of like reinventing the story of Xbox. Because right now, if you don't recall, if you got yourself out of there as one ought to do, Xbox Game Pass is still $30 a month, and they're still putting out games on that thing. But as we've kind of talked about in the past, Game Pass came out for $30 a month a couple months ago now, with games like Silksong on there, what are less than $30. So it kind of has this weird mixed thing where it's not really clear what the point of Game Pass is anymore. You would be better off not paying for Game Pass and just buying Call of Duty or whatever it is that you want. Even if you bought the stupid expensive version of that video game that perhaps comes with an RC car, you are still paying less than an annual subscription to Game Pass now. So there's kind of all these negative movements working against Microsoft that needs to be PR-ified and better, which makes sense. I get it. I understand why you put out a t-shirt that says Project Helix on it. But from a point of view where Todd Howard is out there saying, you know, not even a couple months ago now, saying, hey, we probably shouldn't have said anything about Elder Scrolls 6 Ignore all of that. We announced it way too early. We don't have anything to show. We still don't have anything to show. Sorry. It is really wild that Xbox is also out here at the same exact time announcing new projects like their crisis PR, trying to jangle some keys away from all of the nonsense that's going on there. And again, it makes sense, but also when that announcement is happening around the same time as something like further price hikes on the PlayStation, and I'm sure looming price hikes on the Xbox again, like, this isn't generating excitement. Like, giving your favorite content creator a t-shirt or a sweatshirt is not generating any positive buzz for Xbox or Xbox products. It's simply doing a proof of life, kind of. It's like, hey, did you know Project Helix, it exists, Xbox still alive, we're still doing stuff, folks. Like, stuff is still happening out here. And that's the part that baffles me the most, is that, like, the best that Xbox can do as a means of saying, hey, this thing is alive, hey, you can, you know, don't feel bad about buying Xbox games, is to actually send a branded t-shirt that just says Project Helix on it and ask people to take pictures of you wearing the thing and saying, thank you, Microsoft, for the cool limited edition merch. Like, what was the plan? Like, what's the next step, right? Like, where do you go from here? Like, is the call to action that Microsoft wants is, wow, I now, my sentiment index on the MPS score for how much I care about Xbox has gone up from a 7 to an 8? Like, do you want more people to respond to the survey question, is Xbox an existing brand or has it died, to be, it is an existing and thriving brand that has a cool, exciting future? Because if that's the case, you need to tell me something about the device. Like, I need to know what Project Helix is. Like, simply by knowing that Project Helix exists enough to put on a t-shirt and for, you know, for Microsoft to acknowledge it exists is not enough. Like, that's not anything, right? Like, that's not telling me anything about the device, isn't telling me anything to be excited about. It's simply saying, like, it's a blind box, right? Like, what Microsoft has done is sent a bunch of creators a t-shirt that says, you can go get the latest Skibbity Toilet blind box at Target.com. And inside that, perhaps, is the Xbox you want. Like, right now, they're in, like, hopes and dreams territory, where everything that you want or could want this thing to be, it is. But also, it's not. Like, also, it's maybe not that thing. And this is the part where I feel like all of the stuff ends up being, like, bad backlash to everything. Because by not acknowledging what the device is, by not talking about what it is, and just letting the rumor mill go wild, is you end up falling into the trap of, you know, kind of like what is going on with Grand Theft Auto to some degree, or perhaps more like what happened to Mind's Eye. Just, you know, those are interesting corollaries for PlayStation and Xbox currently, I guess. You get people, like, hope casting what that thing is. Like, hey, look, Project Helix, it's been announced. They're working on another thing. Isn't that exciting? What is the thing? No one could say. It's the next generation of Xbox, though. And what could that be? And now, I'll tell you all the really cool things it could be. But since Microsoft is pretty mum on what is actually in the box, what is the box, what can it do, what can it not do, they're seeding the ground to public opinion and public speculation on what that thing can be. And sure, there are plenty of people out there who have connections, who have said things about what this device is. Like, that's where the handheld aspect of this comes from, is like corroborated rumors across the industry. But the PR disaster that they are trying to get over is the past 6 months of Xbox, and then even kind of like the past 4 years of Xbox. And what they've done is given a bunch of people some t-shirts that said, hey, this thing exists, and then kind of just like left it there. Like, they have kind of seeded the moment to, isn't it cool that Xbox sent these t-shirts to some people, instead of saying, and look, new announcements about Project Helix are forthcoming. Like, a lot of this stuff makes a lot of sense when you think about it in marketing plans. Like, does them sending Project Helix swag to creators right now with audiences portend well for some sort of announcement at Summer Game Fest? Probably. Like, it kind of feels like it. Like, if we look at where we are now, it's 2026. Like, do they announce, you know, do they go up on a stage and say, ooh, like, what does that look like? Does someone wear a, like, Hexic HD t-shirt? Are we done? Is the t-shirt era of Xbox over? This should have been the point the entire time. The t-shirt era of Xbox is over. Are they, like, has the CEO of NVIDIA ruined the cool leather jacket for Todd Howard? What's that? Oh, what does that mean, you know? Anyway, I'm home. That's it. It's weird that they sent a t-shirt, and it's weird that they didn't do anything else about the t-shirt, and it's weird that people accepted the t-shirt and said, sure, I'll like put this on the internet and kind of rep this stuff. And I just, like, every aspect of it seems strange to me, and I don't understand what Microsoft's plan for that was. I also don't know what the creator's version of that is. Like, it's so clear that Xbox is on the outs and is not doing great. So, like, getting branded t-shirt with just a project name for a device that doesn't exist yet is also weird. Like, it's not even like a cool controller or anything. I don't know. I don't really understand I don't understand what anyone got out of this besides like a 12-hour media cycle about, look at this cool t-shirt. The end, I guess. Happy Tuesday. Do you have a cool t-shirt? Let me know what kind of cool t-shirt you have. Does it have the name of a product or band or artist on it that has stuff that I can buy right now? Or is it simply coming soon? Let me know. All right, see ya.